partners are calling on female entrepreneurs to ensure formalized businesses for self-reliance and social responsibility in the community.
The Community Empowerment for Rural Development, CEFORD, in partnership with the Care International in Uganda, with the funding from the Austrian Development Corporation, has organized a three-day inclusive marketplace event at OPM grounds in Arua City, focusing on empowering women and youth in the West Nile region. The event is part of the five-year Gender Equality and Resilience Gear project implemented in Terego District and Arua City, aimed at enabling marginalized women, girls and young people aged 15 to 59, particularly those between 15 to 35, to become self-reliant, economically resilient and socially responsive within their communities. Richmond Nwamanya, the GEAR project coordinator, encouraged the women and youth entrepreneurs to leverage the platform to expand their markets.
I want to call upon all market vendors. I want to call upon you who is a woman entrepreneur, a youth entrepreneur in West Nile. Come tomorrow and exhibit your products. This will also provide for you a very good market base.
Violet Avako, the GEAR project officer, underscored the importance of digitalizing businesses, urging entrepreneurs to adopt digital tools to enhance their market reach and competitiveness.
I want to urge other women out there, whether small, medium, entrepreneur, or even when you have not reached that level, please come and learn to have a better future.
Fatuma Nakate, a senior registration officer from the Uganda Registration Services Bureau, stressed the significance of formal business registration to access broader business opportunities and support.
There are so many benefits in registration of businesses, that is legal identity, and then if you want to provide a service, you can only provide a service if your business is registered. Come and formalize your businesses.
Scheduled from March 11th to 13th, 2026, the Inclusive Marketplace provides an opportunity for marginalized groups to build networks and develop sustainable businesses, contributing to the broader goals of gender equality and community resilience. Radio Partis News, Albert Onzoma reporting.